Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compensa Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compensa Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compensa Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, two standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
We are officially in the second round of the 2025 NBA playoffs after two games in the Western Conference went to Game 7. Reportedly, the weakest conference, according to Nick. The Los Angeles Lakers and Clippers, both LA teams, were eliminated from the playoffs last week in disappointing fashion. As we did last time, man, we needed to do our exit interviews. What is one thing each team should focus on improving going into next week? And before we get into that,
next week or next year?
Next season. I'm sorry. Yes, next season.
But next week, they can't wait, FIFA. Next week,
the Lakers, as a 3 seed, have never lost in the first round of the playoffs. And the Clippers, since acquiring Paul George in 2019, have only made it out of the first round of the playoffs once, and that is in 2020 to 2021.
I will say this, the one thing that the Lakers need to do is just improve internally. We saw what JJ Redick said, about weight and stamina. So, you know, that's part of the reason why Luka got traded. Luka has to be better. And here's the thing. It's not about being a lockdown defender. It's about being a willing defender and not playing Ole defense. When you watch the likes of Steph Curry is no defensive stalwart. However, he expends energy on the defensive side of the ball. Does he get scored on at times? Of course. In playoff matchups, do they seek him out at times? Of course. But at the end of the day, he holds his own, and Luka does it. So Luka needs to improve his everything that's physical about him. I saw this one montage on Instagram where they were saying young Luka, you know what I'm saying, had like 147 dunks his rookie year. And like since the last 4 or 5 years, the man's barely had 50 dunks. So he needs to get more spry on his legs, Ken. He has old man game, but he looked like an old man already. So that's not a compliment. He need to get on the LeBron James train of eating and training. And for the Clippers, you got to trade James Harden, bro. James Harden is the issue. And we'll talk about that in my power rankings as well. But James Harden is the issue. When it comes to elimination games, him stepping up and being the guy that he is typically throughout the regular season and non-elimination playoff games, I don't know what happens, but it doesn't look good. And he's the first player in NBA history to lose 4 game 7s on 4 different teams. So that's not something that you want to be a part of. Got to trade James Harden.
People, I heard you mention a lot about Luka, but you didn't talk about any of the real issues with the Lakers, which is the others and LeBron. You gotta look at that.
I could only mention one thing though. Ken said, "What's one thing you would change?" So that's He said one. Yeah. So that's the biggest thing that needs to change.
The one thing that you would change is Luka needs to be in shape or play defense.
By him being in shape, he'll have the stamina to play defense.
I look at Luka as being Luka, and he's going to do what he's been doing this whole time. So I look at more or less the others. Everybody has to step up on that team. Everybody does, including Luka. But for the most part, you got to figure out who your others are going to be and make sure that you round out a team with players that can play the game as a whole. When you play a game where you only playing 5 players in the second half, that means you don't trust anybody on that team. So you got to look at all those players. You got to have more than that to be able to manufacture wins in the league and to advance. So we know what Luka is. We know what he's going to do. And in Dallas, they structured everything around him. It was good enough to get to the finals. It was good enough to advance in the playoffs several times to get, you know, they may have not made it to the finals, but they still were able to win games with him doing what he's doing right now. So what you need to do is put players around him that are skilled players that make things happen. You had shooters, you know, you had PJ that's a shooter, a post player that can shoot, and you had people that were aggressive around him. So you need to surround him with players like that and figure out what you're going to do with LeBron.
But the Lakers need his big man. We all seen that. But what has to happen for the next season is JJ Redick has to coach better. He was okay closing out the season. I know they went on a strong run, but some of those things, like Sheldon talked about, playing only five people in the second half, like some of these things you just can't do as a coach. And he has this like mentality where I seen the media dude question him before the game, asking was he going to consult with his assistants on the subs and stuff. And he got mad and walked out. Like JJ Redick, the same way that he called out Luka and was talking about people need to be more in shape, he got to be a better basketball coach. It's better. It's one thing to know basketball, which he does. I'll give him that 100%. He probably forgot more basketball than I know. I've watched the podcast. I see how much he know about basketball. But when we talk about strategy and what he needed to do to help the Lakers win some games in the playoffs, he couldn't do that. And we saw that. And he got mad about it.
What about the Clippers?
Clippers, the Clippers, man, they ain't do shit. Like I don't like. Who knows? Jay, get rid of James Harden, bro. Like James Harden never gonna do anything in a game seven. That's gonna just get rid of James Harden. That's what's gonna have to happen.
When y'all talk about getting rid of James Harden, who are y'all replacing him with?
It like, don't even matter.
Whatever
bro.
You can get.
whatever you can get back for him.
For me, it's too many things with either one of these teams. It's not one thing, but I will say the main thing, I think asking JJ to be better is pointless because he's probably going to get fired in the next 2 to 3 years, if that. Because either LeBron's going to retire, he'll get fired, or he'll get fired right before LeBron retires. Either way, that's on a 2 to 3 year timeline. I think the main thing, I guess, for the Lakers is, I can't even say conditioning because it's just Fat Boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, out of everybody on the team, he the one that's out of shape. And that the reason why I called that shit out is because, Ken, if I told you we'll pay you over $100 million or let's say $30 million a year to play basketball, all y'all do is just stay in shape, I don't think that's much of an ask. You know what I'm saying? And he lost $100 million because he wasn't in shape. So you would think he'll be more excited to just, you know, get to do that. Again, like you said, FIFA, he has to go into the LeBron James camp this summer and get right. Otherwise, I think people are going to put some onus on LeBron for, like, why aren't you getting him in shape either? Like, this is supposed to be you passing the torch on him. I'm saying, like, why is he helping him get in shape? Because LeBron, and I think it's probably the only one. Like,
what am I supposed to do? Drag him to the beach?
Yeah, like, as a leader. Like, people look at – LeBron is a leader. He's a leader of the league. So, if he can't mentor Luka, who will? It ain't gonna be JJ. It ain't gonna be Rob Pelinka.
I was just gonna say, I think the thing about the Lakers and people giving Luka, who doesn't play defense, a lot of crap, it's still because the team isn't built for Luka to be on the floor. Dallas was able to compensate and make it to the finals with Luka playing defense like he did because they had rim protectors. The Lakers don't have nobody over 6'8 in the game. So of course Luka's gonna look a lot worse playing defense because ain't nobody back there to help them.
But what did it look like in the finals when they made it and they played against Boston? It was Ole defense all over the place.
Somebody got
him
hurt,
complaining
though.
To the refs. Bro, but at the end of the day, he didn't have the stamina to put – look, defense is all about resistance in basketball, right? And it's and that comes down to sheer will. We're not asking you to go lock people up. What we're asking you to do is to make a person take an extra dribble or two or a step or two instead of just letting them go right by you. Regardless if you got rim protection at the rim or not.
People, I'm with you. I'm sorry, people. I'm with you on that. It's just what I'm saying, though, is that can't be your major problem if it was good enough to get him to the finals. That's not your major problem. Your major problem still has to be the others, that if Luka being fat, not playing defense, being out of shape, and all the things we talk about him, was still able to get those numbers and guide that team single-handedly, if you want to put it that way, to the finals. We know he could do it again with the right cast around him. You just got to make sure you got the right people in place to help him to do so. Now, I'm with you. I want him to do these things. I want him to get in shape. He needs to. I agree he needs to. But that is not the factor when you're talking about him being able to be successful.
I just didn't want to skate past Nick's point of saying LeBron will be held accountable if people we start holding LeBron accountable. Like, that's kind of crazy. I'm wondering.
I'm only saying that, Jay, not because it has anything to do with LeBron, but it's like he's the biggest star between the two. He may not be the best player between the two. That's arguable. But he's the bigger star, and they're always going to put the onus. Like, even when AD was there, like, people are always going to criticize LeBron more than anybody on the team. So that's why I'm saying, like, if Luka doesn't get in shape, they're going to say, LeBron, what are you doing to help him get, like, you know what I'm saying? They're going to push blame.
I mean, they're doing it now, Nick.
Yeah, they're going to push blame off for Luka until LeBron leaves.
I guess my pushback is coming more so from, do you believe that? Like, should he have some responsibility in that? Like, I care less what other people think. Because, again, LeBron is going to get
– I say 60. I would say 60-40. 60-40, I would put responsibility on LeBron. I mean, 40% I put on LeBron, 60 on Luka. I do think that LeBron should be like, hey, bro, we going, like, if we want to get far, I need your help. That's a
big piece of the pie, though.
Yeah, that's a big piece of the pie.
That's not big. That's not even half.
Hold on, y'all. So do you feel the same way about Shaq's career?
When he was with who?
Kobe.
Well, they won chips, so I can't really say it was a failure. So I can't say no.
Shaq should have been better for longer. Would you agree?
They'd won 3 rings. What more do you
again,
want?
Again, Shaq been more should have been better for longer.
That's fine, but Shaq, I get what y'all saying, but I feel like it's different because Shaq was still able to win a ring after his he was still in his prime for a long time. LeBron isn't in his prime anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Shaq wasn't in his prime for a long time.
Kobe called him out for that too.
Dominant.
LeBron right now better than Shaq in Miami.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Jalen has a point, but Kobe called Shaq out for not being in shape.
And I don't think
big issue between them.
I don't think LeBron is going to call him out publicly.
Shaq's thing. What the whole thing was? Shaq's thing is what Nick is saying. He said, "Bro, look at the numbers, and I'm still winning rings."
Exactly. So it's like, what are you complaining? Like, the result is winning championships. We're saying that the reason why they didn't go far, they didn't get out the first round, is because, well, outside of JJ, Luka wasn't in shape, and he didn't do his part when it mattered the most.
And they put something around that. They don't even want to be direct and call him out.
But yeah. I guess I'm still going to push back on that because the comparison would still be flawed because they had Phil Jackson. They had a better all-around team than what the Lakers team has right now. So, yeah, I mean, even what you're saying, all that, you even talk about Big Shot Rob. So, I mean, y'all act like these pieces weren't there when they were winning. Like, they don't have any of those pieces right now in L.A. So I guess I just don't see the point of putting this on LeBron because LeBron has nothing to do with his weight.
I'm not putting a majority of anything on LeBron. If you're asking me personally,
damn near majority, nigga, 40%.
I'm going off of what I believe will be the perceived notion as far as going into next season. If they get bounced out in the first round again, or not?
Why are you worried about the third party?
You don't
worry about
what you
don't.
That's what I
asked.
Do you think?
We asked that. What franchise are we talking about? We're talking about LA. All this shit matters, bro. The reason why Shaq left it ain't because it was just they was winning chips, and he still left because the thought process.
That don't matter though. You not gonna blame LeBron if Luka come back out of shape. I'm not.
But I'm saying, like, I can see how this thing will go to shit quickly if he doesn't get into shape. And I'm just laying out the different variables that are gonna be brought up to say that this is the reason why they couldn't get things done. They're going to blame some LeBron. They're going to blame Luka for being like, it's like, there's a lot of things that have to happen in my mind for the Lakers to get right. And one of them is Luka being in shape, but it's also, again, it's JJ coaching better. Like you said, Lou, it's also them getting a better roster overall, which is on Rob Pelinka, even though you could argue he made the best move this whole season.
Well, did he?
There's, you could argue. There's
everything hinges on Luka being in shape, and Nico traded him because he seen and said he ain't getting in shape, bro. He been here for all this time. He ain't got in shape. He made it to the finals. He think the way that he doing it gonna work it. You have to look at this trade a little bit different. If like it played out just like Nico,
you will make the trade 9 times out of 10, regardless.
Of you have some that, 10 times out of 10. There's a path. There's a path where Nico was right though. He's like, bro, we never going to win a championship with this dude because, like, let's say next year happens and he don't get in shape and he don't play the defense that y'all are talking about. Each time that that happens, Nico looks more and more right and less like a crazy person.
So two things, Spike. I will agree that adding to the narrative that you're talking about, even the teams in Spain and also his home country that he played for, y'all remember he's been a professional since, like, 13, 14 years 16, old.
Yeah.
Since 16, like they've been complaining about that aspect of him since then. So this precedes Nico and the Dallas Mavericks, right? That's number one. The other part of this thing is, Daniel, something you said, I had another point and I just forgot it like that. But I'll just add to what you said in terms of it just being a bad look. The perceived notion of this being a good trade for Nico because of the issues that we see with Luka and it transpiring on the court. The only thing that is an issue with the trade is that he didn't probe for more. You know what I'm saying? Like to me as a GM, not saying that. And remember, I'm one of the people that like the trade both ways. I think that they still could have got more in terms of draft compensation, but the player for what he is, like, and the way that Dallas is constructed, I feel it. I get it. But at the end of the day, the one thing that I could definitely blame Nico for is not trying to get more.
We can't even talk about that no more because we know that ain't. I still know that ain't.
You don't know that, bro. If his reasoning was he's never going to get in shape and he can't play defense and it takes defense to win championships, and we're talking about this same thing next year if they go out in the first round, every year that happens, he's more and more right.
Then anybody with a pulse makes him available to 31 or 30 of the other teams in the league.
Well, that's a different conversation. That's a different conversation.
That's why I said it's the same one. But back to the point. The point of the matter is that Luka is – LeBron has no control over Luka. He don't. All he can do is extend the invitation. He has – this is the NBA, and he has no power to make somebody come train with him. He can say, hey, man, I want you to train. He can say whatever he want to say. But he technically has no power in this situation to do anything. And we know that. So,
and another reason why I should explain fully, because I know Ken has thoughts as well. But I want to say for the Clippers, yes, you should get rid of James Harden. I don't think it will work. At this point, you need to blow up the whole team. I lost all my cryptocurrency, Shelton, on game 7. And Ken, it was a coin flip game. Don't roll your eyes. Anybody could have won that game. You didn't think they was gonna come out and get game 6 was basically game 7. That was elimination game. James Harden showed up and he was at the press conference. He got me hyped. I thought he was going to say he said, I got it. They said, you're gonna come out doing this. He was like, yeah, I got to. I ain't got no other choice. Apparently, it was a choice because 7 points is nasty for game 7. So I think they just need to blow up the whole team. Shout out to Ty Lue, even though he fucked up.
That's what I was about to ask you, Nick. So what's up with Ty Lue?
Ty Lue fucked up because like I said, it should have been Clippers in 4. It should have not even went to 7 because game 1 they had a lead, they blew it, and game 4 should not have a dunk by Aaron Gordon. Right now, Aaron Gordon is arguably, if the Nuggets go far, he's gonna be Finals MVP because he's saving their season right now. If you just look at the games.
He's their Jamal Murray this season in the playoffs.
He making more clutch shots than Joker. That's all I'm saying. But for me, with the Lakers, the reason why is like Luka still has to re-sign with them long term. The reason why I'm talking about blame being put elsewhere is because JJ can't come out and say it. He hasn't. LeBron won't be able to come out and say it because he's already what? say that he is the problem and he needs to fix himself.
JJ said it. He didn't say it specifically, but that's what he alluded to.
If you ain't saying specifically, you ain't saying it at all. So yeah, he said it.
And I think the message was received. Said
it. I don't think it's received. It's only received until he's talking about. It's only received until next season. The reason why I'm saying
what he was talking about.
A big part of this is Luka's supposed to be the Lakers' next 10 to 15 years, right? He's their star. He's supposed to be their superstar. So they're not going to heavily criticize him until the deal is and the ink is signed, first and foremost. So that's why I'm saying next season, if he doesn't come in, if they if it replays how it did this season somehow, some way, people are going to put point fingers at LeBron, even though they shouldn't. They will, just because they're like, we can't really sit on him just yet because he hasn't resigned. Because if he could leave, if him and LeBron leaves, this is the worst trade ever, because Rob Pelinka did all that to get him and he couldn't keep him. And you're supposed to be the key franchise.
So Nick, I will say this, and this is the reason why, like, timing is everything. Lakers have the leverage here. Luka doesn't anymore. Because he has the bird rights, right? Like, when he got traded, he couldn't sign the Supermax anymore because of the trade. But the Lakers could still sign him for the most money that any other team could sign him for. He already lost $100 million by getting traded. He's going to leave more money on the table by going to another team? I don't see that happening. He's going to get his coins. And because of how the things have played out, he doesn't have the leverage to say, I want a signing trade. Like, I don't see why the Lakers would accommodate him in that, depending on what they're getting in return, you know. But from a money perspective, the Lakers have all the leverage in this instance. He's gonna sign with the Lakers, bro. Like, he can't leave. He'd be a fool for leaving more money on the table.
But he already did in Dallas. If LeBron is gone and the roster is what it is, because you can't have more than two.
You gotta get your money first, bro. This is his first re-up.
I get you. I'm just saying, like, that's the conversations that I'm hearing, is that he could possibly leave if he don't like his situation.
That's a lot of money, bro. I want to say that's a difference of like 40 to 60 million. He already lost 100 mil. So we're talking about over 150 million on the table. Nah, bro. I just don't see it. Now here's the thing. You want to stand on business and it's not about the money because you already rich as hell. Then do. I just don't see it from a business perspective, bro. I don't see how that it's never happened.
Well, as everybody in the chat been pointing out, we know they need a center. That's obvious. They can go get one. Will they be good? I don't know. I think it comes down to whether or not JJ gonna play the motherfucker. You know. So JJ clearly is the issue. It was his rookie season. He lost this series for me when I look at it. And he lost it when he decided to play his whole starting team in the second half for 24 minutes. That was a series he lost it. You up 10. To passively call out the team and say that they need to be in better shape is total BS, because they were in shape. I just don't believe any of that he's saying. Why don't he can't be direct, because they need to get Luka back. So he don't want to call him out.
Exactly. But,
you know, he said there are individuals that were in phenomenal shape. There's certainly other ones that could have been in better shape. That's where my mind goes immediately, is we have to get in championship shape. We know LeBron is in shape, as the best shape he could be in at age 40. Those other guys are pretty much young. We know who he's talking about. Everybody knows who he's talking about. But at the end of the day, this team should have beaten the Wolves, and they did not, and JJ made a lot of coaching mistakes. So the one thing they need to fix is they need to go ahead and get a center. I just don't know if that will be enough, because LeBron will be a year older, and unless Luka come back looking like Larry Bird or somebody else, then they're going to have the same issues over and
go
over.
Get again. Giannis.
They got Bronny. What you mean, FIFO? What he doing in the G League this week?
But y'all spent a lot of time talking about the goddamn Lakers, and y'all done ate up all the damn time, and now we got to move on. But y'all let the Clippers skate by.
I told you. Shit. I called him out. I said Ty Lue fucked up.
You said Ty Lue was the best coach in the league.
I didn't say that.
Like, it's atrocious that y'all just let this Clippers team. What's been in the chat about them only being out of the first round?
Hey, Ken, the only person we really need to hear from is Nick.
It's Nick. I tried to tell you.
Hey, all series long, what I've been saying, I said they fucked up.
Yeah, you slid. You got
fucked up.
You try to pull a shit in the head, your bitch. That's what you did.
The game happened. I was like, bro, game one shouldn't have happened.
I mean, it's easy to say that when you're wrong. Right. Like, you have to admit it. You know, that's
let me get out in front of this.
I didn't get out in front of this.
But we got to talk about the talking points, though. 18 of 21 that they came in, they were extremely hot.
All right. If you want to say something, go ahead and say something. Ty Lue
blew multiple games in that series as the best coach. You said he had James Harden playing on his best basketball. You said that about Russell Westbrook last year. Everybody was talking about Chris Dunn and all this stuff. Ty Lue is overrated as a coach.
Yes.
He got that one ring off LeBron. Ty Lue, as I said, and B is saying it too, if we're calling him out, he is a modern-day version
Ty Rivers. Rivers.
Don't say
Ty
it,
Rivers.
Bro.
I'm sorry,
Ty,
bro.
Ty Rivers.
Just Ty Rivers. Jalen, cut his mic.
Ty Rivers. We got it. We got it. It is. Look, let's go back. We have plenty of tape and takes about this. Everybody said this team was built to win a championship. They are best. Paul George, best team ever. We couldn't wait. It never happened because the Clippers fucking failed. Yeah. The Lakers and LeBron went on and got a title. No matter how you look at it, the fact is they got a damn ring before the Clippers. Yeah. And have, even since then, have gone further than the Clippers.
He like a bad hairline. You got to let it go. He and they had opportunity to overtake the Lakers, and they just didn't get it done, man.
I'm not disagreeing with most of what you saying, Ken. I just can't never compare Ty Lue to Doc Rivers. I'm sorry. It ain't there yet. They wasn't up 3-1. That's the reason why he's egregious. Because he was my thing is with Ty Lue is if I'm going to shoot him bail, I'm the only one that's going to do it. I thought we stand up for black men. Y'all always talk about how I call out black coaches, but y'all want to do this to Ty Lue. Kawhi was hurt most of his tenure there. That Western Conference Finals
series, though.
The Western Conference Finals appearance, and he didn't show, and Kawhi didn't show up for Game 7, if you want me to be honest. The Western Conference Finals, Kawhi got hurt, and I guess the last two seasons, Kawhi was hurt. We don't know how those seasons went. Those are a lot of ifs. I'm not drinking tonight, you know what I'm saying? We already celebrated Cinco de Mayo yesterday, FIFO, so I got to do a rest day. But I think that if I am going to be honest, and if I'm going to hold people to the fire, I think Ty Lue probably does need to go. I think that's why I said I think you need to blow up the whole thing. I know they re-signed Kawhi, but that's probably just to sell tickets. But it's not just Harden. They do have a good squad. And I know that as y'all were talking about the Lakers thing, I'm thinking who can they trade Harden for to get back as a point guard that can do like a Darius Garland type of effort. You know what I'm saying? Nothing splashy, but it's consistent enough for Kawhi to work off of. I don't have that guy who's not already committed to another team.
And the other thing, it's only a matter of time before Harden turns on him. What you got, Shelton? And then we're going
to break. The guy we always try to trade for in Atlanta.
Trey Young.
Hell nah.
Why not?
He better than James Harden, and he don't shy away in the big moment. We know that's
true. Yeah, but he's a small guard, though.
They're gonna light it. They will light him up in the finals.
But he has defense behind him, and you got you know the other guys. He got help. That's really all he needs. You're gonna need to help out on the offensive end. Him and Kawhi would be a monster. Hey,
But James Harden can't come to Atlanta. Bro.
That's what I was gonna say.
The strip club economy is about to be up 1,000%.
All right. Well, that's that. We'll leave it there, man. We'll be right back after this quick.